Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
That shit to do reverse Nordic curls, but that shit is hard as a bitch.
Yeah, nah, that's different. You got to ask him, bro. You got to ask, bro.
Timon, like, you know, Timon, tell me watching these over toes. Since I watched these over toes, my squat improved a lot and my hamstrings improved a lot, you know, doing these kind of body weight things. And these body weight, huh?
I said, I know who you're talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. I've been working on that. So I've been, yo, it's helping with my, yo, I'm doing a lot.
Or he tell you to squat, like, at a degree, at an angle, so you get used to like certain things. Cause when you squat, I think your hips gotta be below your knees or something. I forgot what's the movement take for a good squat. Cause some people don't got the squat. I guess to increase your squat angle, how to like to get your squat lower, you like change the degree width of how you squat, and it helps you, you know, helps you get that movement of a good squat.
For one, we don't know how to brace. Cause when my man said, something about diaphragmic breathing.
Yeah.
And the man said breathing, right? And I see my chest go up and not my stomach go up like him. I was like, oh no, I've been breathing wrong all my life.
Bro, breathing properly is hard as fuck.
Yeah, bro, I have to act like you have to actively do it.
Yeah.
In fact, I realized today I was talking to somebody, and while having the conversation, I was breathing through my mouth. I was like, what? I'm a mouth breather.
I'm a breather. I don't know what that really mean, but, you know.
It's from Stranger Things, because the girl, she called somebody a mouth breather.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I never paid attention to it until just, you know, recently. It's like, damn, I'm a fucking mouth breather. That's why I didn't like enough. She was firing a shot at me, little bitch.
I don't know, like sports tell you to breathe in through your nose too, so I've been doing that. But it's very common to breathe in through your mouth though.
Is it really?
Yeah, like yeah. That's the first thing you're gonna do is like when you tired. First thing you're gonna do is you're gonna try to grasp all the air you can.
Yeah, because it's that's the issue, you know. That's the issue. It's because we try to grasp too much air.
Mm-hmm.
No, you say we're supposed to be able to breathe and have a conversation at the same time. Yep. That's hard as shit.
Is it?
Bro, I swear to God, my cousin just had me do this technique, right? So try to say a long sentence without taking a breath.
Well, and okay, then am I holding in my breath and talking, or am I talking and then not taking in the air?
No, you just want to keep saying shit. Like it's like a run-on sentence. Just keep running it on as far as you could get.
Oh, so I'm just breathing and I just start a conversation and keep going without even saying anything.
Nah, you're not going to breathe. You're not going to breathe. You're not going to try to breathe.
Oh, because this, I'm talking, I'm not bringing in any air.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep. So it's like I'm trying to go to the ice cream shop. You keep talking, right? But the longer you could go, the better your breath control is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like I even right now, I just started talking and I realized I'm not breathing through my fucking nose anymore. My nose just got still. But my chest is fucking going up and down because I'm breathing through my mouth now.
Your mouth. Yep. You're working that. So that's why we get tired too, because we're breathing through the mouth and talking. We're doing two things at the same time using our, like, you know what I mean? Like you're not breathing through your, when you breathe through your nose, you could prolong the way you talk. You can prolong a lot of things to where you're getting the oxygen from.
So yeah, like that's something I'm trying to work on, breathing through my nose more, because I'm a fucking mouth breather. That's sad.
You're not alone, bro. It's a lot of mouth breathers out here.
Let me tell you something, right? I breathe through my face. Wherever the ear go in, it'll find a way out, and vice versa.
Straight red. Ears turn red. I'm like, yo, you about to explode.
I'm pretty sure if I forget how to breathe out my mouth and nose, it'll find a way. Through my ears, my eyes, I don't care. Once I live.
I'll be trying to breathe through my nose, but like my nose always fucking stuffy. Like, feels like, damn, I'm not really getting nothing from my nose.
No, I've been focusing on my breathing.
That's good, though. It'll help you with your technique and all that stuff, too.
It helps you get calm. Yo, the other night I was in bed, right? And I was overthinking some stupid shit. Absolutely nothing. Just overthinking. And bro, I calmed myself down, right? And stopped the overthinking. And my thoughts, like they got positive after what I did. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that moment.
You're overthinking about time.
Yes. I was worried about the fucking time. And I was up late worrying about the time instead of sleeping.
Feel that?
Ooh.
Time is tricky. Bro, you realize like 2 years ago you were young and then you're not.
2 years ago I was 23. I wasn't that young.
Don't that it feel like yesterday, bro? I'm not gonna lie. Like
2016 I was young, and 2016 don't feel like it was that far away, you know.
It don't feel like we.
Nah,
it don't
nah. Like, 2016 was far away. We
are talking
about.
It don't feel like it was that far away.
I remember what happened in 2018. Fuck.
I don't remember 2018 like that. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Bro, on God, it feel like Jaron never moved, but I know that nigga in Philly. Like, if that's what it feel like, I like.
Bro, I saw my Snapchat memories. It was 4 years ago you and Jalen graduated MCC.
That's crazy, right? That is crazy. But it don't feel like that long ago.
Bro, like, I knew y'all niggas for like 5 years.
You probably knew me longer, though.
That's fucking wild.
By 3 weeks.
Nah, not even that. How long I knew Jaron?
That one of the first niggas I talked to, bro.
Word, besides Kyrie.
I was about to go get food. And I heard food, and I don't know this nigga. I was like, hold up, bro. I'm trying to go get food, too.
He said, I'm coming, nigga. He even said, I'm trying to get food. I'm coming.
Listen, man, I can't let the viewers know how direct I am with shit.
And then we start chilling, and then we went to the library, and then that's how that happened.
It was good vibes, man.
Hey, bro.
Then time to Timon in the college just to avoid everybody because Timon the weirdo.
That shit.
Listen here, it worked out in the end, didn't it?
He definitely used you, Tim, on God, because I swear every time I know who he's talking to the whole time, but he's talking to you the whole time.
Yeah, bro. I remember those days. I just called Timon.
Yep.
I miss our relationship like that, man.
Crazy, like the nigga not here.
Take him long gone.
You know what I mean? Like at that point in time, like we communicated a lot. Like the group, we communicated a lot.
On God, because he did introduce me, and then everybody. That's when Fortnite came out, and then that it went crazy. Then I met like body almost.
We were bums. That's why we were having so much fucking fun. That's why we had the time to communicate. Jesus Christ, we were bums.
I met Tim, and then I met Ev, and then I met a lot. I think I met Kyle. Who I met next?
Hey, Guap.
Everybody in that group, man.
Yo,
what happened to Melvin? I always wanted to hear Melvin on the podcast, you know? And Melvin, like, he's a quiet dude. I know you don't have a lot to say, but I want to hear Melvin talk.
I haven't been on the podcast.
What?
See, he don't even listen to the podcast, guys. Yeah, let's show him.
What episode is that? You know, I remember y'all said an episode with Melvin, but I don't remember. I don't remember what I was doing that day, and I've never seen that episode.
Oh, shit. I don't have the names next to this.
Oh, Melvin, God.
Been on there.
Damn, Tim, you ain't got the episodes organized?
No, I have... Look, I just don't have them. Make it make sense? I don't know. Let's see.
Nah, bro. So no, for real, where is Melvin? Melvin don't talk in a group or none. Melvin, like, disappear. I don't see him on the internet.
Melvin don't usually talk. Unless you talk to him. Are you always there?
I know. I want to know what Melvin is witnessing.
Oh. Okay, that's a good question.
I feel like he's there.
Wasn't the only time... Fault was when y'all wished him happy birthday or some shit.
I can't say that because I wouldn't. I don't know Melvin's birthday.
Oh, or he was smoking weed one time or some shit. I remember that.
I don't think that's Melvin either.
Name Melvin. That was my I got the wrong Melvin.
Definitely. I feel like he's like a really cool dude. Like, I know him, but I don't know him. Like, he's mysterious, bro.
Hey, sometimes it be like that, right?
He's a cool guy.
What episode was it? It was an early episode. I think it was either after Kiel or before Kiel.
You really searching for this? How many episodes y'all went through already?
I'm editing 54 now.
Golly. I want to be on episode 100, bro.
Oh, God. I'm about to go on the floor to lay down. I sound like I'm far from the mic.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the floor.
Why?
Because I'm going to lay down.
We about to hear him. You're going to be gone.
Yo, I've been sleeping on this floor by my computer. And this should be comfortable as a bitch.
I ain't going to lie. You haven't slept until you slept on the floor. Like, you don't know what life is until you know how to sleep on the floor, bro.
First off, the floor ain't nothing, though. How did you go?
On God.
I just sleep in trees, bro.
Who slept in a tree? Who slept in a tree?
Bro, you never slept in the tree, haven't lived, talking about the floor.
Nah, right, I never slept in the tree before, bro. I slept on the floor, but I never slept in the tree.
Find a nice crevice in a tree, and you feel the breeze, and you hear the birds, and you hear the leaves. That's a vibe.
That's some island shit. I gotta be on the island to do that shit, bro, on God. No way I'm doing that shit in America.
The tree kind of scoop you up. Honestly, bro. I'm about to buy some gymnastic rings, and I'm going to be doing my gymnastic shit up in these fucking trees right
here. I swear you're going to say I'm going to buy a tree. I thought that's where you were going with it. I was like, okay, I'm listening.
I'm going to buy a tree to make me feel like I'm home.
I already know where I'm going to set up my rings, bro.
Yo, them rings is OD hard, bro. Them rings, oh my God. That's upper body strength. Oh, God.
That's all you, bro.
Because you got to balance yourself. Not only lift yourself, you got to balance yourself.
That's a lot of core strength. And I guess, I'm about to start training core.
Hey, good luck, brother.
You'll feel like I've been neglecting my core. Like, I train my upper and my lower abs, but I never train, like, my obliques and shit. Because I got bulky oblique. But now I think about it. If I train my obliques, maybe they might look better. Who knows? Or maybe I might get a giant boxy waist because... Who knows?
I thought I heard that when you train them shits, you get a boxy look.
Can't relate.
Hey, you already built like a refrigerator?
Look, me and Kenan. Okay, so he was on an episode 19. That's when we did Kenan.
And that sounds so far from now. Far away.
That's far as a bitch. How do you think I wouldn't know that one?
Where?
You know how crazy my life was at that point in time?
Yeah, what month was that?
We ain't even working.
That's why my life was crazy. I was stressed.
Yeah, but you had a lot of time.
What month was that, bro?
When you broke, you don't have time.
Let's see. It was posted June 2021.
No way. Get the fuck out. No way. What you talking about June? Last June?
This podcast was last year.
No way.
What significance in June?
That's when the podcast basically started.
When time was that?
He said June 21st.
No, June. It's just June, he says. I remember when in June. I just know it was June in 2021.
Damn, so what was the first episode? Like in May?
February.
I wouldn't know that. That might start the 2000.
Of last year.
Oh, my God. Like, that's almost like it was the end of 2020 and then 2021 you started.
Because I was supposed to start in January. And I was waiting on Jaren, and then Jaren didn't get back to me. So I just called everyone, and everyone went and bought the mic like same week.
Oh, I remember that.
You see that?
Yeah. Al, his explanation was, you never came back to me. I'm like, how am I supposed to? I said, yo, you have a mic? Not yet. All right, tell me when you get your mic. And then I'm supposed to check in every day? How would that make sense?
Tim, when you said that, bro, flashbacks went in my head.
Okay.
A whole bunch of flashbacks went in my head. I'm like, okay, I remember.
Yeah.
Yo, ask Al, because I wrote some bars, so y'all.
Word. That's what made me go back. So I was like, this nigga had a diss song for you. Yo,
I wrote some bars, yeah. Bro, and you know, I gave up on the music a long time ago, Timo, but like, I had to write some bars. So
he brought it back.
And like, yo, nah, bro.
I don't believe it, so it's cool.
I was going to end your career, bro.
I was
like, Jerron, I was like, why are you writing this, bro? You know you might get ready. He's like, nah, bro. I can't write this one. You dead ass had a diss song for you, Tim. Oh, God, he had this song.
Timon, this your more legendary than that drink. Than that drink, this will push him, bro.
Listen, if y'all want to smoke, I can get serious, you know.
Bro, that didn't go through. I'm mad at you. It didn't go through.
Listen, bro, listen, right? I'm more manly now, bro. Like, my thisses ain't coming out from the words, bro. Like, if you want to duke it out, we duke it out.
Hear him, no. Violence.
Nah, violence. That's crazy.
I'm saying, nigga, we can tussle. Or like,
not tussle. That's
I go sing back and forth with you.
Oh, man. Dang, 2021, though? That's crazy. Bro, it don't seem like we in 2022. I'm thinking we in 2025 and some bullshit, bro. It feel like we like deep in 2020 something, bro. It don't feel like 2022.
Yeah, 2025.
Bro, I don't even keep track of the 2020, bro. All I knew was 2020. After that, it was over. I don't know what it is, bro.
I don't know what year. That's how I am almost every day.
I'll be waking up. I think I want to start building in 2025.
Oh, man, bro.
Look, I be waking up on Saturdays, be hopping in the shower to go get ready for work.
That's, and, yo, to find out these kids that's 18 was born in 2013, that's disgusting. That's on God. For everything, I was like, 2013? Nah. Oh, nah. I'm feeling old as hell.
Okay. Your parents felt when you kept saying, oh, you born in 1990-something? Ugh.
Yeah, bro. 1990 sound like we should be in the history books.
Honestly, bro.
When was time created? You were there when color TV came to existence. What was going on? Actually, when did color TVs come out? In the 1950s?
Dog.
Or 60s?
I think 60s.
Dog.
But still, like imagine
the 19 in front of it. No.
Yeah. Man. You fucking relics, dog. Any kid born in 2000 can look at us and be like, 19?
Yeah, 1990. What
you're alive with slavery. That's all they're going to say.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
These niggas think we still got swords, bro.
Word.
Like, your kids go born and they go look in the history book and see 19 something. And they're like, so dad, what was Abraham Lincoln like? Like, nigga, shut up. Punch in your throat.
Didn't you march with Martin Luther King? What? What'd you say? 1990 marching with Martin Luther King. That's crazy.
Like, were the Wright brothers twins? Like, what? What?
Shut up. Go look. You can't even say go read a book. A book? Ain't not even have books then, bro.
It's like, how did you live without lights and electricity? Like, nigga, what?
Word, bro. What is a bed? They shits hover. They got hovering beds, bro. We got the beds on the ground.
Check your beds always off.
You playing something in the background, or am I bugging?
You bugging? Cool.
Yeah, you might be bugging, bro.
Okay.
It's that floor. That's what it
is. That was just fucked up, man.
The floor resonated to some shit. I don't know what's going on.
Andrew, listen to me.
Oh, man. I feel... That 1990 crap feels crazy. That's gonna be 30 some years,
bro. We're almost 30.
I know, but, right?
So I tell people, like, tomorrow you're 30. You're like, fuck.
That's what's going, bro. I swear, once I hit 30, it's gonna feel like it was yesterday. I was having this conversation.
See, and the podcast gonna be a record.
Like, that'd be crazy.
Right?
That'd smart. Be crazy.
I'm telling my kids, like, I know y'all gonna try this shit. Go back to episode 55. Talk about fucking 90 something. Gonna be like 1,000 episodes out, actually 1,000 plus.
This nigga got more fillers than her.
Bro, when my kids be like, why you doing this shit to me? Because I made a promise, son, to who? The world.
The world.
Check episode 20. I told him I was gonna do this to you.
Damn, that's crazy.
Like, I gotta literally binge all my episodes to figure out what's to come. I was like, nigga, you think you slick? I did this, I invented this.
Nigga, you skipping episodes. I know. That's on episode 5, honey. That's wild, bro.
Nigga, gonna give him some secret numbers in the episode and tell him he gotta tell him this shit. After Timon dead, he gonna be at Timon grave writing all shit on his tombstone.
Or Tim would be an asshole if he left off on the episode. So what happened? You got the kid going crazy trying to figure out what's going on, bro. Because he didn't want to finish episode 1,000, so. That'd be crazy, bro. Yo, this is honestly, like a real life.
I would probably hide Easter eggs in this, like, podcast. Like, as soon as I have, like, my first child, I start hiding Easter eggs. Like, hey, yo, son.
I was doing that in the earlier episode, when I was disagreeing with things, and I say, and I would disagree with things with this amount of muscle in my body, right? And I was using it to maintain, like, how much muscle I had. But then I stopped going on my scale.
No way, Jordan. Easter eggs and
weight. You know, I got episodes of my little Easter egg, right? But then I stopped going on my scale, so...
Oh, you fucking it up.
Yeah, I couldn't do it anymore because I didn't know my weight anymore.
Oh, man, bro.
Nah, but this shit gonna be part of the scavenger hunt to find a whale.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this favorite tree that I always used to like. And they're like, what the fucking tree? He said it in the podcast. Let's go look for it. And I got to scout a bunch of trees. Like, the one by my grandmother's pretty nice. And then that's like 100 episodes later. But I actually like the one by my auntie. You know,
yo, Tim, you gonna make me mad at you because niggas will be flying all over the place.
Hey, like, if they want my shit, they gonna have to work for it or go honestly, get their own.
Like you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, you have to deal with it. If you don't want to deal with it, go get your own shit.
You're right.
It wasn't easy for me. It definitely can't be that easy for you. Oh, I just dying to get my shit. No.
And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna put somewhere in this episode. This is how Tim was, bro. You got to deal with it. That's how Tim was, bro. Check.
I already priced out how much to get a vending machine. I'm just figuring out how to get the Dantiga.
Oh.
Put a couple vending machines around my yard. Have kids buy shit.
Honestly, I am going to get a vending machine and put it in the school now.
That's kind of smart.
That's actually, I've been looking at vending machines. They be making it money. Yeah, I was thinking about getting one in this apartment complex.
There's a vending machine downstairs in the building that I work in, right? And it's in the basement. And I watch like the students go down there. And I'm like, bro, if I put this vending machine inside of this fucking school, I can make a lot of money. I'm going to make a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, you will.
If you put vending machines in a lot of spots, you'd be good, bro.
I thought about that one for a good while during quarantine. But I'm just like, bro, you have to ask permission. And people are dicks. Once they realize, hey, you want to make money on my property? What's in it for me? Why? What stopped me from just doing it?
I feel like my spot is prime because
it's kids.
Can I? I think, like, bro, it's a non-profit. Yo, I don't really know how the whole thing working. You know?
Ask questions. You're in a decent position.
I said, how do you even get started? That's the thing I wonder about. Like,
you just ask. I feel like you just have to ask questions to figure out, like, hey, if I get a vending machine, could I put it here?
And if you
want to work out something, then yeah. And then when you finish, you finance the money to buy one.
Who I need to ask questions, avoiding going in there because he disappointed in the students and the staff, right? So that's my boss. Like
that have nothing to do with you.
What, the students and the staff?
Yeah, because he's part of the staff. He just wants to, like, you know. You want to know if you can do a little thing here with them, provide snacks and stuff through the vending machines for them.
Got to be a good or two.
Yeah. Are they trying to get a profit out of you if you're going to do this? Who knows?
What type of like snacks are you selling to?
Mm-hmm. Is it healthy shit? Is it just snacks to get?
It's not going to be hard to put that thing together. And I can put the thing of healthy shit just because I feel like you have to put healthy shit in the vending machine in order for people to say it's okay.
Yeah, and then what kind of vending machine? Is it two? Is it just one? Are you trying to go half and half so you have, like, drinks in it and also, you know, and you're just responsible of, like, taking care of it and restocking and they just, I don't know.
I think you have snacks and then one with drinks because I've never seen a mix.
Being real, I just have to...
Bro, go to fucking Japan, bro. They got all... That's so you can get a crowd of vending machine in Japan.
I just have to wait until my boss come back in because the man gone and he's ego on the butt. Yeah, you're not supposed to buy the
bro. And my boss and them.
He disappointed in the people. I'm gonna leave on the butt, so you know we're not gonna text this man at all.
Bro, almost every 3 months my boss didn't take a week for a vacation. And Gina said, I'm going to take two. And I'm just like, man, that must be nice to just run your own business, dog. Be the boss. You could just do shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, his wife came and she just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to write up your other check for the next week. Like, how much hours you do? And I'm like, doing the same thing, keep it consistent. And she's like, okay, we're going on a little trip, a little vacation. And I was like, yeah, okay. Thanks for telling me. I'll be here working.
Yeah. You know what it is, too? Like, once you're the boss, like, of course it's hard work in the beginning, but once you get through that and then you make enough money to where you can pay other people to do the work for you, it's like, you're cruising at that.
I get that, but to be honest, I kind of like working. And the type of work that I want to do, I rather not to sit to have a team to do it for me, but I like to be hands-on with that process.
I don't like to work. I like to have fun. So yeah. I want to be a boss because I don't want work. I want to have fun.
Yeah, and you want a team to do it for you. You want the right people on your staff to know what they're doing so you can have fun.
Yeah, like the staff are just to definitely deal with the finance and the paperwork and the shit. Like, I just want to come in, work on some shit, and they're like, oh, okay, I feel good. Let me just fly to Mexico. And then I dip because I know my money working for me. That's the most important thing. Like, I just need money that works for me. So even if I decide to drop everything today, income's still coming in somewhere.
Yeah, that's the thing about the life. Like, I think, and that's the longevity wealth. Like, you want your money to work for you. You don't ever want to, like, have to hard work your way through life. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah. I want to start the online coaching business, but...
Bro, I've been telling this man for a hot minute, like, why you don't just, like, sell some ebooks? Because, like, you might be surprised how quickly ebooks sell online. Like, if you have a digital copy of anything, you can sell it. Amazon, Etsy, wherever.
But this the thing is, it's going to take the time to do that.
Bro,
shit.
It's just always the time. You have to just take the time out, read it, write it up, and then format it, and then put it on a digital copy to sell it. And people buy. But I don't, there's a certain amount of things that I'm interested in that I just can't put on paper because, like, who the fuck anybody care about space elephants? But that's how it interests to me. I might do a post on welding. But
no, this is the thing. I can't really put training philosophy on paper like that, man. Like, I don't.
But you can pull up a training regimen, an eating regimen, and you can call it Jay's regimen. And because you have a thing going on your Instagram where you're showing your changes and your whatever, people might be like, "Oh, I'm interested," and you just throw a little link, and they'll be like, "Oh, so I can know exactly what it is that he's going to do and how he's doing and what he's been doing without actually going into his DMs and asking him the questions because he has he did these things and this is the result of it."
And another thing too, what people get wrong, a book don't have to be long as hell.
It don't have to be, bro. It could just be a fucking pamphlet or a booklet.
It could be 40 pages. It could be, it's like a how-to, like you could have a how-to version of your bigger book. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And if you want to give more, if you want to give more of the philosophical part of it, where you give into your lifestyle and shit like that, and you want to expand on everything, you could definitely
do
in the future. Yeah.
Yeah. I have content loading.
Nah, I got shit I'm playing around with for fun, but mostly I'm just thinking about my big picture. Because at the end of this, it's real estate and my own business.
I want to get there so bad, Tim, bro. You don't know how bad. The real estate, bro. Because if I get there, bro, nigga, I don't want to work no more.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm in the process of trying to get this land sorted out. Word, so once I finish, I can start building. That's what I'm saying. 2015 on dig a foundation. Facts. Not 2015. 2025. You know what I mean? On a foundation.
Start buying duplexes and all that shit, bro. Buildings. Flipping them.
I'm a fucking dream trainer. I don't understand. I tell you, my money tight, bro.
For sure, bro. You gotta have money to make money too.
Yeah, that's why I'm still working where I'm at. Facts. Bro, let me get my permanent residency and have the freedom to get the health card and just venture. Because the moment I find a place that's like paying me $40 an hour just to start in, they have beer places over here like that. I just can't take the risk of moving around right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're very far along in your job too, Tim. So you probably got a little more flexibility to do other things.
Yeah, because this job, since I run the whole, like, I'm the only welder, and I run everything in that shop, that could look nice on my resume.
Oh, you should be holding Nick's ransom. No,
for real.
I'm the only one.
Fuck all these trampolines up.
Being that it's a trade, like it's a skill, like it shows that you're very skilled in your work. Like you have a very interesting field. I like your field a lot.
And the funny part, you're always going to be needed because trade job is always going to be needed.
You know what I'm thinking? And like, I really want to hit a liquor course in it, you know, because I want to know how to weld just enough to fix certain things.
Somebody give me a course on dreadlocks, bro. I'm at the beginning stage.
From 1 to 10, how difficult is it?
It's not difficult. Repetition is just the... How can I say it? It's the mental... Oh, not the mental. The technical aspect of it is just learning what different temperatures are. The proper way to clean or to get clean welds and temperatures that material burn at and melt at and shit like that. So once you get most of those stuff and the name of tools out the way, everything else is just practice.
I see what you mean. Like once you do it a couple of times, you start to know it in some type of capacity to
Because everything with welding is just angle of your hand or like where you're pointing the gun and the consistent speed. So if you set the voltage up high, you have to go fast. If you set it low, you have to go slow. And you have to keep it close depending if it's TIG, at good distance, if it's stick or MIG. And you just the movement.
Is it like that? Because like, say if you go fast, right? But we know if you hold it on a specific spot for a long time, it's going to fuck up the item. Is it not that?
Okay, yeah. Because if you put too much heat into it, then you turn the material itself brittle, not strong, so it loses its strength. So you can't overheat it, but then certain times you have to preheat and shit like that. So you're just knowing what you know, and that's what the technical part is. Okay. So, yeah, they'll tell you all this, so you know the melting point, the stress point, how much you can tolerate with heat, and once you remember those things, and for the different types of material that you're going to work with, then... Everything else is just, all right, get a feel for it. Because you can definitely tell, like, how it sounds, like, how the machine sounds when it's welding. You know, you can smell it, you can feel it. So everything is just, is there. Once you're in that moment.
Yeah. Okay. So what is like, the smaller, like, you said there's a high voltage, and then there's a smaller one, right? What's the smaller one usually for, like, far as the heat?
If you're doing overhead and horizontal welds, you have to drop the temperature low, like the voltage low, because you don't want it to be too hot and then all the slag or the hot metal just fall in your face and stuff. So you run it low for that. Or if the gauge or the thickness of the material really thin, then you run the heat low. But if a thicker material, you have to give it more heat so you can penetrate. So whenever you're welding like aluminum or stainless steel,
that's small, right?
And you usually keep those small and thin. So you have to run the voltage low. And most people usually use a TIG machine. So that's one with a pedal or trigger and a fine tungsten point. So you'll work that with a brass rod or stainless steel rod or aluminum rod. And you just dip and fill. So it depends. But like if you're doing like outside work, they would tell you to do stick, because that's the one with like the coating is like a piece of rod that you stick between pliers. And then, the other ones, the MIG machines that I mostly use at work, well, I only use at this job.
Yeah.
It has gas. So it has like O2. And that one, like you have to get like good gas coverage because the gas is what cleans the material. So if the gas isn't there, you're just burning metal and metal and you're going to get a bunch of porosity and it's going to get like, I don't want to say infected, but it's just a toxic weld, because then you'll see all kind of rust and splatter and stuff. But if you have good gas coverage and it's close and you have a consistent,
it look clean, right?
Yeah, you get like nice dimes and they look nice because you lay them down nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. Is there a specialty in your working like with the welding? Because I know you just mentioned like as far as you have high temperature, like is there a specialty where people just specialize in high temperature shit, like where they work with type shit?
TIG and MIG, TIG and MIG is the ones that people use, because like TIG is more for precision work.
Okay.
And MIG is more, I need some shit done now, that's quick. Stick is when you're doing outside, like you're doing some skyscraper shit and you need that shit ready with all the high winds because he doesn't use gas. The purging material or the cleansing material is on the rod itself. So as you burn, it cleans mm-hmm. while it's welding. So they do that outside. So they have inside ones that's like 70, 18 rods. And then outside ones that you can use anywhere, that's the 60 tens. But yeah, those, I hate using the fucking 60 tens. They make everything look like garbage. but I actually like that one because it's fun. But yeah, TIG is the, if you have TIG skills, a lot of people would hire you because they know you have good control and good eye for details. Because that's what that one is really for. If you use MIG, everybody can basically do MIG. MIG is easy to learn. That if you're going to learn welding, you probably want to learn MIG.
Mm.
Yeah, that's like, that's your starter. And then you can just branch off from there because you have different types of wire and it'll be like flux core and some other shit. But I guess you could use stainless steel wire too. But yeah, but that one is the easiest because it's the easiest. Like once you set your wire speed and yeah. your heat, then you're good. Because like right now at my workplace, I set my wire speed to 18. And my temperature is usually around like 22 in voltage. So if I drop down to 20, it's because I have probably a gap that's like eighth or a quarter wide. And then I try to bridge it. So I put one little weld here, another other side, and then bridge it and then go back and forth with the low heat. So I'm not going to burn up more the material yep. that I'm trying to attach.
Because it's like different spots on the bridge have to be used a certain way, right? With the
yeah.
voltage.
Yeah.
To connect it, to bridge the two.
But if this space is like really close, I can throw the heat up to get maximum penetration and I just run it across real fast. Done.
Okay.
Bro, if I go anywhere and I see steels together, the first thing I see is welds. Like, bro, when I went on the roller coaster the first time and I went on it, I was like, bro, people on this fucking thing, it's not even safe.
Yo, don't even do that, Tim.
I'm looking at some of these stuff and I'm like, You're just painting over bad wells. What is this?
Bro, please don't do that. Cause I'm gonna be looking at the fucking bars and everything you just told me today, bro. Oh God, don't do that, bro.
I see man selling all kind of stuff in stores and I'm like, it looks nice, but all of the shitty ass wells are just covered with nice, hot, heavy coated paint.
Man, I'll be looking at that shit like these niggas just forgot to bridge it.
Bro, we went to Niagara Falls the other day, right? And they had a bridge. Right next to the we call it the rapids or whatever. And yeah. I was just like, nigga, they only weld two sides of these things. Oh, it's a rectangular tube. One to the other two sides. And I'm watching see. And they just miss every other one. They just did that too. I was like, this is a lazy ass welding. But they got the job done.
And we gotta hang out somewhere else where there's no steel around, bro. Oh God. Cause if you start pointing shit out like that, bro, I'm not gonna wanna do anything.
Bro, I went to the.
You don't want to do anything.
Bro, I went to the gym and I saw all the equipment. I was like, I can make all these fucking equipment.
You know, that's something, and that's something I've been thinking about. You know, because like I know the equipments, they're not complicated. And the way how you see your boss, like he was a gymnast or whatever, and now that's how we got into making the trampolines. I'm like, yo, machine making.
That makes sense, though.
I really want to learn how to do a fucking flip.
Ooh, I should get some of my welding friends to join this podcast.
True. You say you want to learn how to do a flip?
Yeah.
Like on the ground or like or in water type shit or trip.
Let me flip.
I just want to, I want to do a backflip. I want to do a front flip. I want to fucking do a cartwheel. I don't see myself doing a fucking cartwheel now.
Why not?
Try it on the trampoline. Get the feel for it, and then
cartwheel is like the first step.
Oh, that's the one you just toss your weight.
Yeah. No. But it's like because, bro, I'm six foot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, I'm pretty sure.
Like, I'm a little further from the ground.
I'm pretty sure Khaled can do a cartwheel.
Yeah, Khaled can do a cartwheel. I can do a cartwheel. It's just that I'm 6 foot going to go do a cartwheel. Like, bro. I get intimidated by the time, like, to do the handstands.
And when the man get ready to flip, he's like, bro, I'm still falling. How? He's so tall and far from the ground. He's just like, I ain't at the ground yet. I'm bending a 45 right now.
I done did a 90-degree rotation. My hand still didn't touch. I'm
just saying, bro, like, I'm 6 foot. Like, it gets scary doing shit like this.
Go to a gymnastic like place, because then you learn everything. You get the rings, you get all that, all the shit you want to do.
The mask could probably get you flipping in a day.
Just I don't have the time for it yet. I don't have the time for it yet.
Just put on a bunch of pads and tell you, all right, fling yourself back. I remember that feeling, that motion. And they just remove the pads slowly and see if you can get the flip more and more. And you know, before you know it, flipping.
I ain't grow up like that. That's the hood babies, bro. My dad was a hood baby. Them niggas learn how to flip on mattresses and shit. And then, like, from there, it's always some dude in the hood that know how to flip, bro.
Honestly, bro, when I was a kid, we used to flip, right? And I learned how to flip outside.
Yes, dog, on the grass and stones.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but no, like, shit like that scared me, bro.
Bro.
Where I break my fucking neck.
The first time I tried to backflip, I watched this on TV bare times, and I was like, I can do it. And I go outside, and this is me. All you have to do is push yourself back and just try to bend your knees over your head, right? So this is me. Easy. Yeah. So now I come with all the confidence now. And I hype myself up and I throw myself right back.
Yeah.
And my body did a plank in the air and my neck went back and I just hit my head. Bow. And I was like, yep. I just taste the concussion. I get up and I go inside to watch some TV. And I'm like, yeah, that's not for me. That's white people shit.
Not gonna lie to you.
You know what it is too?
No, when I was young, I tried to backflip. And Timon, I really went down with all my force done, because I was going to spring back and I was going to backflip. Like, it was just going to be perfect because I knew I could do it. I was confident. Dog, when I jumped and my head back just reached the ground. Like, bro, I jumped and then I just flat out. Nothing, bro, it was terrible because it was just the most disappointing thing to ever witness. It was just fucking terrible. Land the back of my head, they bleed, and I really just had to go inside and sit down. Everybody in the gallery laugh at me.
Bro, let's say in country, they raise you tough now.
It's the up, bro. Niggas shoot out when they backflip. You gotta go up, and then you tuck, and then you... But that shit, how easy is
it? Bro, it's not easy, because when you push up with your leg, your body don't naturally just fold. Your knees don't come to your chest that quickly.
Bro. I fell flat.
It's the rotate, bro. That rotation got to be clean.
How once do you go do up, it? You gotta
rotate. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The moment you kick off, you're already halfway to the ground.
Yeah, you got to whip in the air. And then that's bro, when you come.
If I try to whip to the air, then I'm falling on my skull.
Because you know what it is? I did that shit on the, I'm not doing that on ground. I did that shit on a diving board, right? I was scared as a bitch. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't see behind me. So I don't know what the whip looked like. So I went up, huh? And like every time I look back and I'm in the air, I'm like, oh shit. Because that shit is scary as a bitch once you do the whip. But the whip got to be like a whip. Like you jump straight up. I'm like, damn, am I not going to hit myself on this diving board?
Bro, I spin myself so much that I am afraid to spin out of control.
Facts. Like,
yeah, bro. It sounds weird, but like, if I have to do a flip, I get mad dizzy quickly. Because, bro, as a kid, was retarded. I used to just spin around in an open field and then just try to walk to somebody or to something. That and you can't. Retarded. Yeah, it was.
So you over rotate.
You know what we used to do? The tire swing, Timon,
and twist it and then just
and twist the tire.
That's what I'm saying.
The way up. I'll twist it all the way and then you spin like
and the world
motherfucker.
Just it's a weird because it kind of feel kind of nice in the moment and you're like but then when this thing stop and your brain get stop so rattling,
sick, bro. Yeah. But it was fun. It was addicting. Like, I feel like that's because you know how these people on meth, how they be all kind of groggy and shit. Nah, that might be heroin. I don't know how drugs they do, dog. Stay away from drugs. But yeah, I feel like that's the type of high that they get. And as a kid, I really enjoyed it. Going down the fucking tires.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. So like, from knowing that that's going to happen when I spin, I think if I'm supposed to dive off like a diving board, I wouldn't want to do any flips because I know during that rotation, I'm going to get so confused and like, I'm going to get so in my head and scared that like I will face plant on the fucking surface of that pool water.
That's why I don't think I can backflip because I get anxious every time I'm supposed to do it. Because the first time I did it, I land flat on the ground. And boss, I'm a head back land on the ground now.
And the sad part is too, like, it's that you want to see the shit too. So it's like,
yeah, you can't fucking see it, but you know, scary it is to know that you're flipping through the air and this is your face going this close to the ground. What?
You check? You have to catch the right flip to stop because if you do another one, face.
You know, like when I was young, bro, I didn't have any fear. Same. No, I'm afraid from broke my neck.
Cause it's what used to break your neck though.
I could fucking hit a cone so weird and get back up from the shit and recover. Like, on the real shit. Like, I could fall off, hurt myself. It didn't matter, bro. I would get back up and do it. Now it's like, nah. Nope.
I saw a kid get up off a chair and lost his balance. And the boy went head to shoulder on the ground first, right? Those are two things that hit the ground. And this is me. If I felt like that, I would snap my neck. I'm just like,
back up and did it again.
No, he didn't do it on purpose. He was getting up out of the chair and he just lost his balance and fell. But his hands were occupied, so he didn't even try to save himself. He just went down.
Oh man.
So I literally, when he hit the ground, his head twisted to the left and then his shoulder touched the ground. So it's like if it just snapped it like that way.
Snapped. Yeah, it looked like his head snapped.
Bro, if I got up off a chair, lost my balance, and I felt like that, I would die.
I'm dead.
That's why I'm scared to do a lot of things. Cause death is real now, bro. Yo, I didn't think death was real when I was a kid.
And check the more
that would make me commit is if I had a professional next to me and teaching me to on God. Cause now learning it from like how niggas be like, oh yeah, just do it, rotate. Okay, nigga, you saying it like it's easy.
Check, you've been doing this when you were a kid, not check.
The fear is gone for you, bro. You know how to do it at this point. The fear is gone.
Been doing it.
Yup. Doing it now and you do it as an adult, it's like, okay, I could really like, you start thinking about all the options that could happen.
You think I'm going to wake up one day and say, I could drive NASCARs for a living and then just jump in one and whip? No.
Hell no. No. When you was younger, you'd be like, hell yeah. I'm about
hell yeah.
Good. Like, even though I'm getting older, bro, like, I realize I drive a lot calmer. Like, I still drive like a madman. Don't get me wrong. But like certain things, I don't try to take it anymore. But I have been driving a lot more ignorant, dog. So like I leave late to get to work and whatnot, right? Yeah. And that I will drive down five blocks in like, you know, the center lane where they go to turn left or right or whatever.
Yeah.
At each side of the street, I drive down five blocks of that shit.
No way. You put me
ass. Everybody. Bro, I pass more than traffic every day, just like that. Niggas don't want shit, bro. What is that? I do some other wild shit too in the morning. Yo, don't drive on Philadelphia, man. Philadelphia will just fuck up the way that you
drive. Traffic. OD traffic.
The traffic isn't that bad. It's in the morning and the afternoon. It's like rush hour traffic. And the other time, there's nothing going on.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying that rush hour be terrible, though.
It is. It is.
That shit, that's like Jersey. Like, nigga, you got an hour. And then, like, you got an hour to get to a place. So, you know, that just added 2 hours on some bullshit. That just added, like, hours, bro.
What really killed me, bro, is over here, a place will be fucking 2 miles. Yeah. And then this will take fucking 15 minutes to get
there. The longest 2 miles of your life.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, what the fuck? I got to drive 15 minutes to go 2 miles?
You look at the GPS and you like, yo, this 2 mile, like, you can see how long the road is. You like, damn, this shit is a long ass 2 miles, bro. On God, it's a long ass.
Bro, like, 2 miles should be like an 8 minute drive. Nigga said 15 minutes. Like, bro, you got me fucked up.
That's why I need a Tesla.
Oh, them Teslas be looking good. They look so clean.
I just want me a hybrid. Give me a hybrid and let's stop this whole one or the other thing. If I just like to be decisive, like
I just want to shift my gear,
bro. You know that I sent you a video about that.
Me not watching an electric car video.
I'm telling him that I don't know why he's still holding on to this whole gear and gas business. Because if you think about it, there might be some enthusiasts out there like, oh, I like the old cars, the old sounds. Right. And then they can just make an electronic car that just sounds like the old car. They can literally manufacture the sound profile of this car, how it looks. And they can even put in like a gear system to work. You could either do something or doesn't.
You know what it is too? It's the parts and all the shit that come with the old nostalgia of the car.
Yeah.
So even if you hype it up to new, it's nothing like the old. You know what I mean? Like you can't duplicate that no more. I don't even think you could duplicate those parts of an old car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't even sell them or make them or manufacture. Like you have to go to a man to say like, hey, yo, attach this gear to that gearbox. Like I don't know how you
do it,
but
That's why I'm telling me learn from welding.
You know what I'm saying? I get two companies and say like make it work.
I got two companies on my car.
Everything in my life right now calculated like a motherfucker.
Bro, you want me to say what I would learn?
What?
If I could like another trade, like I feel like plumbing easy once you learn the 1-2s of the layout. So I don't waste my time with that.
I feel like plumbing make good money because
don't sleep on any trade, bro. Plumbing make money, electrical make money, but
that's what I'm saying.
The HVAC systems that people have to dust out and clean and install.
It's crazy. Probably crazy.
Bro, those make money. I see a man coming, right? Mm-hmm. And check our stuff and then charge us a good like two something. And all he did was like, oh, so that's where the vent is? All right, I'll come back next week and fix it. I was like, are you charging us for that? Nigga, I could send you a picture on WhatsApp.
He charged for the visit?
Yes, dog.
Out of it, pissed.
I'm thinking the man gonna do some tests, run some, you know, check the wiring, do a little quick synopsis, and then maybe come back with the rest of the tools if you need replacing. Man literally didn't spend half an hour, dog. The man didn't spend 20 minutes. He didn't even have a long conversation to make the whole thing last 20 minutes.
Nah.
And then when he came in and he dusted out the vent, $800. I'm like, nigga.
That's a lot, bro.
Bro, it wasn't even, he didn't even do it for 5 hours, dog. I'm just like, $800 in a day? Imagine
That's a lot. Just to check, bro. You know how many houses he could check like that and not do work?
This man just worked for 2 days and can chill for the rest of the month.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. Damn, that is crazy. I ain't gonna lie, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So I had a friend, she did military work in Jamaica. Like she left Antigua, went to Jamaica, work on ships and stuff. So yeah. She put in her hours and she wanted to go work on the coast and so in Canada. But it's just like, she would like to learn a trade and it's like, HVAC. And at first I was just like, what are they? And she's like, the people them who clean vents. I was like, bitch, I know those ones.
That's what you said?
Yeah. Because like when she said it and then I put the 2 and 2 together, I was like, I know the man who charged me, and that's the type of money you try to charge people.
The memory of that shit.
Yeah. And I rate it. But like, yeah, definitely that would be something I like to get into. But I don't think it's something I would want to invest too much time in right now, especially since I have a plan.
No, I feel you. I know my friend does electrical work, right? So he's not even licensed to do electrical work. But he could charge niggas so much because he know how to do it. He knows the wiring and shit.
Bro, once you know the code, you said, you know what they're looking for.
I watched my uncles them wire like all the houses and them. And I was like, who the fuck? How y'all even learn this?
You know what's funny?
Me real, just Caribbean man know how to load a lot of things to man.
Bro, you should check my old man resume, dog. This man douche. This man was a chef. But before he was a chef, he was a tradesman, and not tradesman by trade. He just tradesman because there people doing shit, and he was also always there looking. So then when he left the chef industry, he did construction. This man learned how to do welding to fix the trucks them. And he went to the mechanic and watched the mechanic do stuff. And he's just like, well, me type in money. I got to do it myself. And I was just like, nigga, what? I saw my dad strip down a car slowly and he put everything out on the ground. and he watch where they go. He's like, all right, this go here, that go there. You take it down, clean it out, put it back together.
Oh,
in the opposite order, and then set it back up. And I'm just like, this man just saved himself some money, and he didn't even go on YouTube.
I watched Timon Dad do a lot of things to the car, right? After Timon crashed the car, and it's honestly amazing because I don't fucking know how they learn to do these things. Boss, I watch my brother fixing cars, and I don't know where my brother learned to fix cars.
And you heard the nigga the whole time.
He also knows how to do plumbing, and I don't know where he learned to do it.
Like, where are you getting this time? Like, what part of the day are you learning these things that I'm missing? Nigga woke up, oh, I'm about to start fixing houses. Nigga fixed the whole house. Like, nigga, how?
He built his own house.
See, that's crazy. See?
But it's my brother dropped out of high school in Fort Farm. Timon.
He almost done. Why?
Because
you already did this part and just finished.
That's funny as hell. He almost done. Why?
imagine on your last year of college and you said, I'm going to drop out.
Right, you know how many people would be mad, bro?
It's Mr. Terrific. We cover the school, right? And then Mr. Terrific come in and he said he wants him to say everything. Terrific, right? Yeah, man. So you know, Kimari, you know, I said that. I'm Mr. Terrific and Kimari was a star beef.
Mr. Terrific wasn't so terrific anymore, huh?
That's crazy.
So now I'm so Mr. Terrific and Kimari beef, right? They want to apologize or some fuckery. Kimari said he not apologize. So now the principal was so off of buggy. Kimari said he too old for that. so he not take no blood either. So then she tell him, don't come back to the school until you whatever. But I say, okay. And then I drop out.
You see, as a teacher working at a stationary place, I wouldn't fuck with kids that much. Because they could do anything, especially if I have kids. And they decide, you've been a dick for 4 years in my life. Yeah, your kid gonna get bullied on the streets. I couldn't do that. But yeah, one thing I learned though is like, when you be like mad observant and curious and you just check things out, you learn how shit work.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, when I start fucking around with like light switches and like, you know, like plumbing and so, I don't know. But I'm looking at how things look and I was like, okay, I could see how that would work.
I put it in the toilet though.
Just right
now. Of how to put in, like, install a toilet.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is nowadays, but, like, I have an eye, so I can look at certain things and then, like, really see how it operates. But now the technical part is, like, can you strip it down and put it back?
Honestly, yeah. If you can strip it down, you can put it back to some extent.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Stripping things is significantly easier than putting things. Because, dog, right now, like, I'm working on cars, right, Timon? And it is easy to take parts off, but to put things in and then try to fetch in, you know, tighten them back on, it don't make no damn sense.
It don't make no sense. How the fuck you get the ratchet to take it off, but you can't tighten it back on?
You know what's funny? Because how you take it off is not how you put it back on.
But you can't put it back on because now you have weight that you have to hold up and put on thing. And you can't, you don't have free hands anymore because one clearly taking it up by the thing. It's weird, bro. I've been watching stuff in crevices. I'm like, how the fuck did I even get it off?
Bro, no, like, I really be moving things. I'm like, I shouldn't have done this because I don't. I need to go buy some jack stands. That's the next thing I really need.
Oh, yeah, to hold up the car?
Yeah, I feel like I need to work underneath the camera because working above it, he not fucking help me.
You know, I think, yeah, don't they start underneath? To get, you know what I mean?
It really depends on what you're doing. Because certain things, you can just do it from above. Anything, it's a choice, you know, Al, to work from above or below.
Okay. I'm like, bro, because that process, like, I bet the stripping process is just, like, you don't even see the bolts and all that shit falling off the car. So you finally put that bit back on. You're like,
Mom, put it back on. Yeah. He put it back on, have 16 washers. Like, fuck, where these go?
Where the fuck?
Man, like, I'm pretty sure all of these bulls have our washers. Where these go?
Word, bro. He's like, oh, shit, I didn't put something in right. You got three washers in the
bowl. Ain't shit worse than that, bro. You put something back together, then you got like four screws.
Screw you, like, hey, there was no holes or no threaded nothing that these belong to. Where they come from? I didn't bring any extras. Like, what?
You fine with it too? That's the crazy part. You know, you're okay with it. Like, say? That's wild.
You're shaking the couple times. It seems sturdy.
What am I supposed to do? Break on down and then spend another 5 hours in them again?
Yeah, that's going to be... And then, you know what's funny? You're not going to know where those freaking parts came from, because even when you took them out, you wasn't watching where it dropped from.
Listen, you just put this in a cup and then go to the mechanic and say, hey, yo, I want you to put some oil in this thing for me. And then and you drive down the road and something go wrong. You say, I took it to you yesterday. I know shit happening. That's all you have to do.
Oh, blame the
mechanic. Yeah, blame the mechanic. We didn't touch anything, sir. Sir, my car was working. I brought it here. And I left.
So you go for an oil change, and screws are dropping off the edge. Hey.
That's kind of crazy. Oh, man. Nah, it's pretty new shit, though. It's cool learning new skills, bro. I mean, I even learned how to put in, like a microwave, like how to put shit on the wall, like the beams and knowing where shit go.
Mm.
Yo, nah, it really is cool. Just gaining knowledge. But here, I love y'all, man. But I gotta go.
This is where the podcast ends.
I don't know. But I gotta go.
All right, Brody.
Yeah, bro. I didn't make it.
Is it Evan on fraud?
Well, Evan, I was supposed to be on this episode.
He said he was gonna try. Come on.
Oh, he said try.
Yeah, okay. Try. He was busy.
Right. Yeah, bless.
Take care.
Oh, man.
Still didn't get you none of the music. Just saying.
I know. I think we're going to have a better day to do the music thing, bro.
Yeah.
I think you wanted me to share something, too. I think you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I thought you were going to have some of your shit together, like some music. But I was like, I'll play games.
look, podcast. Don't believe that shit.
Y'all saw the footage.
That's crazy. I don't want to be the bad guy to them like right now, bro. That's like, let's wait in the season, bro. Let me be the bad guy later on.
Well, guys, this is Al's second appearance. His first appearance was like what, in June of last year?
Damn, yeah, what? I don't know what the hell we were talking about a lot of shit. I'ma holla at y'all.
Yeah, take care, man.
Be easy. Holly, buddy, buddy. Holly, buddy. Darling, please stop driving me crazy.